Tomorrow, near his wife Barbara and their 3-year-old daughter Robin, in a family plot on the campus of Texas A&M University.
Support for NHPR comes from listeners like you and from Martins Point Healthcare. Secretary of State Bill Gardner won re-election to his 22nd term today, surviving the tightest race of his decades-long career in office. He held off a fierce and well-funded challenge from fellow Democrat Colin Van Ostern, who also ran unsuccessfully for governor 2 years ago. Today's result came after hours of vote counting and other procedural drama. NHPR's Casey McDermott was inside the room where it was happening all day, and she joins me live in the studio for a recap. Hey, Casey.
Hey, Peter.
So, okay, what is this race about?
Sure. So on one side, we had incumbent Bill Gardner. Of course, the race and the argument for him centered around kind of his years of service, his decades of service, really, in the office, and his, you know, almost kind of iconic legendary status as this protector of New Hampshire political traditions, chief among them the first in the nation primary. On the other side, we had Colin Van Ostern, who, you know, basically was making the case that Gardner has grown complacent and has failed to really keep his office up with the 21st century, as well as, you know, taking issue with some of his stances on voting rights. And, you know, kind of underlying all of that was a debate over, like, election policy, things with the Trump Commission that we saw last year. And, you know, supporters of Gardner kept saying that he was protecting the integrity of the state's elections and standing up for New Hampshire. This brought out a lot of critics who, you know, I think were more vocal than ever about their feelings otherwise.
Mm-hmm. So what about today? What happened today?
So this was a really unusual race, and there wasn't a lot of precedent for how this is supposed to play out because Gardner, for, you know, most of the last 42 years, has been the only guy running. It was, you know, kind of a very formal, very theatrical kind of feel. This was Organization Day where this was happening. So it was at the State House, the first time that all new lawmakers who were elected in November were seated together. They were, you know, a lot of first-timers in there, a lot of energy, a lot of wide-eyed new faces. And, you know, this was kind of the only really competitive race on the agenda today. So that kind of intensified all of the energy in the room.
And how did the race actually play out when it came time for these lawmakers, some new, some veteran, to actually vote?
So neither of them actually spoke directly to the crowd, at least not before the votes were taken. And instead, they had supporters who were speaking on their behalf, basically going through the formal process of making nominations. You know, there were nominating speeches from on Gardner's behalf from people like Senator Lou D'Alessandro, who's known Gardner since he was one of his civics students back, you know, decades ago. So he had a lot of personal connections to talk about. But then there were people for Colin Van Ostern who talked about, you know, having worked with him and having, you know, been inspired by the new ideas that they thought that he could bring to the position, as well as some of the criticisms about their feelings that, you know, Gardner has, you know, made some missteps in recent years.
And so they voted and it was really close.
It was super close. I cannot state that strongly enough. So there were 416 votes in the first round, and Gardner got 208, but Colin Van Ostern got 207, and you needed 209 for a majority per House rules. So there was no winner.
Right. You say there was a first round, but normally there's just one round.
Right.
But this
exactly.
was so close that they needed a second round. So what happened after that vote came out?
So it kind of went into a little bit of disarray. I think it's fair to call the scene a little bit chaotic. And, you know, like I said, this race itself was really uncharted territory because there hadn't been a competitive Secretary of State election, let alone one that went to a second ballot in so long. And at this point, I think it's important to note that Steve Shurtleff had been installed as the new House Speaker. This was really a first test for him. He had to preside over a race where he was actually one of the earliest endorsers. He came out very early on, actually, at the announcement speech for Colin Van Ostern. So now here he was before all of his peers, all of the people that he was responsible for, trying to preside over how to do this, how to do it fairly when he had already, you know, made clear that he had a horse in the race. So he was peppered with all kinds of questions ranging from, you know, whether the cafeteria would stay open to whether they would get to make speeches. And that was actually also kind of interesting because Senator Dan Feltes, who's a supporter of Colin Van Ostern, motioned to have both of the candidates address the crowd. But a lot of people started to kind of grumble about that, and that was eventually shot down.
And throughout all this, what were the candidates doing?
So they were, like, huddling with their supporters. And for Gardner, that meant spending the most of the day, you know, where he always works, in his office right down the hall from Representatives Hall. That was bustling with lots of his supporters. I'm told from my colleague Josh Rogers, who was in and out of there all day, that they were huddled watching the live stream, but that also at some point they were kind of contemplating maneuvers about, you know, how to deal with that first very tight race, you know, saying that maybe they should preserve ballots, maybe they should call the, you know, someone from, you know, the judiciary or someone for a second opinion. So it was kind of all over the place.
Okay, so how did it finally shake out, that second vote?
So it was 209 to 205 in Gardner's favor. So he picked up a few more votes on the second round and, you know, eventually came in to speak with everyone, was greeted with lots of cheers. When he went out into the hallway, was greeted with, you know, a lot of supporters, lots of hugs, lots of well wishes from the governor and also from his opponent, who was waiting in his office to congratulate him, you know, once he did eventually make his way down the hallway.
An intense day at the State House.
Very.
And HPR's Casey McDermott, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And you can follow all of our coverage of the Secretary of State race, including its dramatic conclusion, at our website, nhpr.org.